Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Thank you. Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior.
He was led to Golgotha on the outskirts of town, there nailed to a rugged cross as his mockers gathered round. The sky spoke like thunder when he finally bowed his head. He who had given life now hung there dead. Then his mom and some friends came to carry him away. They were trying to speak through a broken heart that only tears could say. The sun said, cast no shadow on the world's darkest day. And with one last look, they laid him in the grave. But
just begun.
He said
all of my trials can be turned into triumph through the victory that he's already won.
And I
talked to him today,
and the comfort
that he gave filled me with desire to tell the world
that on Calvary
he died,
but right
now he is alive.
I know
because I talked to him today.
Mary Magdalene came breathless to the place where Peter lay. He was searching through his broken heart, trying to find the faith to pray. But as he heard her joyful story, his sorrow could not stay, and his hope sprang up through the words he heard her say.
She said, I talked to him today, just begun.
He said
all of my trials can be turned into triumph through the victory that he's already won. And I talked to him today,
and the comfort
that he gave filled me with desire to tell the world. Talk to him today.
That on Calvary he died, but right now he is alive. I know
because I talked to him today.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Darkness. Isaac walked up the mountain, his father by his side, never realizing he would be the sacrifice. And when Abraham raised up his hand to take his child's life, in his heart he must have wondered why. Sometimes God will take us to unexpected places, but in every situation we will find God will provide beyond what we've imagined, so much more than we can fathom. He will supply. Step and leaving life. Father's only Son was offered as a priceless gift of faithfulness and love. Amidst the cries of all mankind, God reached down from above and covered us with Christ's atoning blood. No matter what your need is, God will always lead us. I know His grace will always be enough. God will provide beyond what we've imagined, so much more than we can fathom. He will supply, God will provide. When we trust in Him completely, take each step believing like a child.
Sacrifice. So when we sing this hymn,
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
Scornful wonder, men see her sore oppressed. Though foes would rend asunder the rock where she doth rest, yet saints their faith are keeping. When I think of all my faults and my failures, when I consider all the times I've let God down, I am humbled by the grace He has extended. I'm amazed at the mercy I have found. I could never earn His love on my own, yet every time I come before His throne, I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand redeemed before the great I Am. When He looks at me, He sees a nail-scarred hand that bound my liberty. I stand redeemed. Even at my best, I am unworthy. I have nothing precious I can give. A broken life is all I have to offer, and yet it is a priceless gift to Him. The bitter mark of sin will never fade away, but I can come before Him unashamed.
I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Nail-scarred hands
that bound my liberty.
I stand redeemed.
Oh, I stand redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
I stand redeemed
before the great I Am.
When He looks at me,
He sees a nail-scarred hand.
About You, Lord, how in love You made the blind man to see. And I know it's no different today, Lord, when I looked how much You've done times I think. but you didn't, because you thought of me.
Precious Jesus, I wanna thank you for taking my place at Calvary. Precious Jesus, I wanna tell you just how much you mean to me. For all the times that you love made a difference for me. I just wanna thank you, precious Jesus, for loving me.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy songs of praise.
There's a river flowing deep and wide, coming from the Savior's side.
From His hand
for so long. You were right when I was wrong. All other ground is begotten, God's only begotten, and the price that he paid for my sin. I must not forget, with joy not regret, he died on the cross for all men.
Lord, I
have not forgotten
Jesus,
only begotten.
I was lost without hope.
Lost without hope.
When the Lord saved my soul.
Saved my soul. I remember that hour, by his saving power, I have not forgotten, I have not forgotten. He was bruised and afflicted, as the prophets predicted, despised and rejected of men. But in his agony there was ransom for me. His blood bought me joy without end.
Lord, I
have not forgotten
Without hope. When the Lord saved my soul.
Saved my soul. I remember that hour, by his saving power, I have not forgotten, I have not forgotten. I'm washed in the blood, his crimson flood. I have not forgotten, I have not forgotten. Ooh, 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 I have not forgotten, I have not forgotten.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to 3ABN Australia Radio's book reading program. The book, The Ministry of Healing by Alan White, provides sound counsel regarding holistic health. It covers all aspects of living that contributes to good health, like cheerfulness, fresh air, exercise, diet, and positive relationships with other people, to name a few. Crucial also is a personal relationship with our Creator, who gave us life and everything we need for health and happiness. In this book, Alan White deals with sickness of the soul and the healing balm to be found by trusting God in all things. Written in simple, beautiful language, Ministry of Healing will point to a life full of joy and happiness, a life connected with the source of healing power. Let's join our book reader, Rosalie Rickards.
Hello, this is Rosalie, and I'm reading from the book Ministry of Healing by Alan White. Continuing chapter 43. The day is coming when the battle will have been fought, the victory won. The will of God is to be done on earth as it is done in heaven. The nations of the saved will know no other law than the law of heaven. All will be a happy, united family, clothed with the garments of praise and thanksgiving, the robe of Christ's righteousness. All nature in its surpassing loveliness will offer to God a tribute of praise and adoration. the world will be bathed in the light of heaven. The light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold greater than it is now. The years will move on in gladness. Over the scene, the morning stars will sing together. The sons of God will shout for joy, while God and Christ will unite in proclaiming, "There shall be no more sin, neither shall there be any more death." These visions of future glory, scenes pictured by the hand of God, should be dear to His children. Stand on the threshold of eternity and hear the gracious welcome given to those who in this life have cooperated with Christ, regarding it as a privilege and an honor to suffer for His sake. With the angels, they cast their crowns at the feet of the Redeemer, exclaiming, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Honor and glory and power be unto Him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lord for ever and ever." Revelation 5, 12 and 13. There the redeemed ones greet those who directed them to the uplifted Saviour. They unite in praising Him who died that human beings might have the life that measures with the life of God. The conflict is over. All tribulation and strife are at an end. Songs of victory fill all heaven as the redeemed stand around the throne of God. All take up the joyful strain, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain and hath redeemed us to God." I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Revelation 7, verse 9 and 10. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verses 14 to 17 and chapter 21, verse 4. We need to keep ever before us this vision of things unseen. It is thus that we shall be able to set a right value on the things of eternity and the things of time. It is this that will give us power to influence others for the higher life. Subheading: In the Mount with God. Come up to me in the mount, God bids us. To Moses, before he could be God's instrument in delivering Israel, was appointed the 40 years of communion with Him in the mountain solitudes. Before bearing God's message to Pharaoh, he spoke with the angel in the burning bush. Before receiving God's law as the representative of His people, he was called into the mount and beheld His glory. Before executing justice on the idolaters, he was hidden in the cleft of the rock, and the Lord said, "I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth, and that will by no means clear the guilty." Exodus 33:19, chapter 34, verse 6 and 7. Before he lay down with his life, his burden for Israel, God called him to the top of Pisgah and spread out before him the glory of the promised land. Before the disciples went forth on their mission, they were called up into the mount with Jesus. Before the power and glory of Pentecost came the night of communion with the Saviour, the meeting on the mountain in Galilee, the parting scene upon Olivet with the angel's promise, and the days of prayer and communion in the upper chamber. Jesus, when preparing for some great trial or some important work, would resort to the solitude of the mountains and spend the night in prayer to his Father. A night of prayer preceded the ordination of the apostles and the Sermon on the Mount, the Transfiguration, the agony of the judgment hall and the cross, and the resurrection glory. Subheading, the privilege of prayer. We, too, must have time set apart for meditation and prayer and for receiving spiritual refreshing. We do not value the power and efficacy of prayer as we should. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom in all aspects placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through, where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide. We must have the continual light that comes from God. Christ is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. On the night of the agony in Gethsemane, the sleeping disciples did not hear the voice of Jesus. They had a dim sense of the angel's presence, but lost the power and glory of the scene. Because of their drowsiness and stupor, they failed of receiving the evidence that would have strengthened their souls for the terrible scenes before them. Thus today, the very men who most need divine instruction often fail of receiving it, because they do not place themselves in communion with heaven. The temptations to which we are daily exposed make prayer a necessity. Dangers beset every path. Those who are seeking to rescue others from vice and ruin are especially exposed to temptation. In constant contact with evil, they need a stronghold upon God, lest they themselves be corrupted. Short and decisive are the steps that lead men down from high and holy ground to a low level. In a moment, decisions may be made that fix one's condition forever. One failure to overcome leads the soul unguarded. One evil habit, if not firmly resisted, will strengthen into chains of steel, binding the whole man. The reason why so many are left to themselves in places of temptation is that they do not set the Lord always before them. When we permit our communion with God to be broken, our defense is departed from us. Not all your good purposes and good intentions will enable you to withstand evil. You must be men and women of prayer. Your petitions must not be faint, occasional and fitful, but earnest, persevering and constant. It is not always necessary to bow upon your knees in order to pray. Cultivate the habit of talking with the Saviour when you are alone, when you are walking and when you are busy with your daily labour. Let the heart be continually uplifted in silent petition for help, for light, for strength, for knowledge. Let every breath be a prayer. As workers for God, we must reach men where they are, surrounded with darkness, sunken in vice and stained with corruption. But while we stay our minds upon him who is our sun and our shield, the evil that surrounds us will not bring one stain upon our garments. As we work to save the souls that are ready to perish, we shall not be put to shame if we make God our trust. Christ in the heart, Christ in the life, This is our safety. The atmosphere of his presence will fill the soul with abhorrence of all that is evil. Our spirit may be so identified with his that in thought and aim we shall be one with him. It was through faith and prayer that Jacob, from being a man of feebleness and sin, became a prince with God. It is thus that you may become men and women of high and holy purpose, of noble life, men and women who will not for any consideration be swayed from truth, right and justice. All are pressed with urgent cares, burdens and duties. But the more difficult your position and the heavier your burdens, the more you need Jesus. It is a serious mistake to neglect the public worship of God. The privileges of divine service should not be lightly regarded. Those who attend upon the sick are often unable to avail themselves of these privileges because they should be careful not to absent themselves needlessly from the house of worship. In ministering to the sick, more than in any merely secular business, success depends on the spirit of consecration and self-sacrifice with which the work is done. Those who bear responsibilities need to place themselves where they will be deeply impressed by the Spirit of God. You should have as much greater anxiety than do others for the aid of the Holy Spirit and for a knowledge of God, as your position of trust is more responsible than that of others. To be continued.
Join us again next time when Rosalie Rickards continues reading from the book The Ministry of Healing, here on your station, 3ABN Australia Radio.
It's a true story that's been told several times, and it's a story with an important lesson. One Friday morning a few years ago, an internationally acclaimed violin virtuoso played in a subway in Washington, D.C. during rush hour, as any street musician might. Wearing blue jeans and a baseball cap with his violin case open on the ground in front of him, Joshua Bell played sublimely beautiful classical music, and people rushed by on their way to work without noticing. In three quarters of an hour, one of the best violinists on the planet, a man who can earn $1,000 a minute, earned $32, and only seven people took the time to stand and watch for at least a minute. It was an experiment arranged by the Washington Post, and what happened to Mr. Bell happens every day to God. That is, every day God does his best work. A sunrise, a sunset, the laughter of a baby, the smile of an old man, flowers and kittens and healing and health and blessings, and you name it, God is doing it for us. Speaking of God's mercies, the Bible says, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's Lamentations 3:23. Yet how many times do people rush by the blessings of God without noticing them and without acknowledging them? You wouldn't visit the Louvre without seeing the Mona Lisa because, well, it's the Mona Lisa, and you can't miss something like that. But we'll fail to see God's blessings even though they're made by the maker of the universe. We make a mistake sometimes when we say, I made it home from work early today. God really blessed me. Does that mean that when you got stuck in traffic, God isn't blessing you? Whether the ball bounces your way or not, God is still blessing, wooing, drawing, helping, uplifting. You might not see him, but that's when God is making beautiful music when you're rushing by too preoccupied to hear. Don't miss God's blessings today. Great is his faithfulness. Let's live today by every word.